Good morning, whoever else made it here before me. Hi, Prescott Bob.
Hi, Aaron. Hi, Eric. Hi, Prescott
Bob. It's Aaron.
Hello, Dean. Hello.
Hi, old man. Hi, Mr. A. Hi, Tuttles.
Got my on-air light sign going.
Oh, dang. That's cool. Big studio.
I'm a big studio.
That's awesome. I love it.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric. Coming to you live from across the United States. From Vancouver, Washington, down to around the Atlanta, Georgia area. And back up, swinging up high in Colorado.
Mile High City. Well, Denver is.
Mile High.
Huh?
So how's everybody doing this morning after a great weekend?
Awesome.
I'm doing pretty good myself.
Yeah, good. I'm okay.
Come on, you're alive. Welcome, PBG.
Okay. Yeah, I'm kicking. I'm alive. The blood's flowing. I'm okay.
Oh, you'll be fine in a few minutes.
I'm gonna go back to bed when the show's over. I'm gonna go back to sleep. I didn't sleep very good last night. Tossing and turning, my back hurt, my shoulders were killing me. What's going on?
I don't know. You just watched football all day one day, so I don't know. What did you do the other day?
Nothing.
Well, maybe that's your problem. You're too stationary. You need to get up and wiggle a little bit.
I was thinking about that. I was thinking about that this morning. I'm going, man, maybe I need to get up and start moving around a little bit more.
Marianne,
yeah, but I don't know what that has. That has nothing to do with my tummy being upset. My tummy's a little upset. And I know but it's, you know, something's a little off because I was looking at weird foods, not weird foods, but the foods that people ate during the Revolutionary War time and during the Gold Rush era in California. You know, what did these guys eat? And I started reading that stuff and it was like,
Your stomach got upset.
Yeah, I was like, oh, boy, that's gross. I'm done reading this stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
You say I could read that stuff and I'm okay. You know, but not this morning, man. It was no. No, not going to read that.
Oh, good. Good. Cool, I'm glad you're not going to read it and share it with us either.
Yeah, it's not like they could run to the Nolco Circle K and pick up a, you know, a big bite, you know, something like that. It's some weird stuff. Yeah. Don't even want to go there.
Oh, good.
That's just weird, man. It's weird. But I think about stuff like that. I think about the conveniences that we have in life that we don't really, you know, we just take for granted. You know, I mean, it's nothing to jump into the old vehicle and run down to the local little corner store, Circle K, AMPM, a week, you know, nothing. It's nothing to run down in there and go in there and grab you a bag of chips, you know, mm-hmm. and little munchies and then run home. Man, they couldn't do that stuff, 200 years ago. There's no way, you know, 300 years ago. 1700s, you know, it's just like, and when I watch these period pieces on TV, I often think of that stuff. You know, I think about, you know, I mean, because they're families, you know, there's families, and like I watched that series, Deadwood. I like that series. It's about Deadwood, you know, and so Deadwood, what is it, South Dakota? I think it is South Dakota. You know, and they're the big mining going on, and you know, who was the guy, Wild Bill Hickok, you know, and that kind of stuff. And so I wonder, what did they go home to? What did they eat? You know, and it's really funny. I saw some old pictures of the United States, of our cities. Excuse me a second. I saw some pictures of these people walking around in a, you know, I don't remember what city it was or where it was, but they're walking around, and what the guy pointed out in the picture was, he goes, take a good look at this picture of just a normal day, people walking around. He goes, there's no chubby, there's no fat people walking around. There's no chubby, and there's no fat people walking around. And it was like photos from back probably the 30s and 40s, something like that, yeah. I would say. And I looked at that picture, and I went,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And he was saying that it's fast foods and us being lazy has just, you know, just plumped us up for the killing, you know? Yeah.
I'm sure.
And I started thinking about that.
I'm sure we have so much more quantity of food in our homes compared to how they did back then.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? We have access to it to just keep shoving it in our face. Blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
Blah.
Exactly.
And back then, yeah, they didn't have, they only had so much. They had to ration and take care of it. And
I think about where did they go, you know, to get their stuff?
The general store? I don't know.
Where did they get it?
They probably bartered stuff, you know. Milk cows, you slaughter them. And somebody else, you know, does something else, and they had like a barter system. Who knew? I don't know.
Yeah, bartering was really big. I do know that. Bartering was really big. You know,
yeah,
I will do
this. Because why?
This.
We all had different trades, right?
Yeah.
That we knew how to do.
Yeah, I need something from you, and this is what I'll give you for it. Yeah, bartering. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, if you needed...
Hi, Spagoli. Yeah.
If you needed a wagon wheel fixed on your wagon, you'd go and you'd barter. You know, you'd go and barter with it. You know, well,
yeah, your horse needed shoes on it. You know,
yeah, you trade chickens.
You may trade
chickens or produce or or even services.
Venus salsa.
Or even services. You know, like well. You got a crop coming up due for harvest. You know, me and my boys will be there to help harvest. You know, we'll come and help you harvest your crop. If you know, maybe we'll help you harvest your crop, and you give us a few bushels of corn or something. You know, that kind of stuff.
And all how that your community worked together because you all had different talents. You all knew how to do different things. So
You know, there's nothing wrong with that system either.
No.
Really. You know, there really isn't nothing wrong with that system at all. You know. Yeah. It's just I just don't know why we don't go back to doing that. You know, why don't we? Why don't we go back to doing that? You know? I don't know. It seems like
the government wouldn't be involved.
Yeah. Fair trade.
You know,
yeah.
Taking taxes out of it and stuff. Yeah. Yep.
You know, like you see someone, you've got your little salsas and that kind of stuff. And just take for an example, something come up and you needed some stuff for, you know, a family member, you know, you needed some stuff for a family member that, you know, you wanted some crocheting stuff, you know, some stuff that's crocheted or knitted and, Grammy could do, you know, Grammy does that work.
Yeah.
And so you go to Grammy and you say, hey, you know, I need to have a baby blanket made. Can you make me a baby blanket? I'll give you a couple jars of salsa. Sweet, you know, or something like that. You know, I mean, the bartering system. Yeah, nothing wrong with that at all. I need help working on my car. Can you help me work on my car? Sure. What are we going to do? Well, we got to pull the heads on it and do, you know, a little light engine rebuild. Sure. Have your boys come over and mow my lawn and do my landscaping for a little bit. Yeah, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. I like the idea of bartering. think the bartering's kind of cool. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So what can I get out of Dina Joe besides salsa? Let's see. Hey, are you doing any pickling stuff this year? Are you pickling jalapenos?
I am. I have. Yes. Hi, Chew. BS. Welcome.
Cool. Hey, we had some great music. We had great fun at our music shows this weekend.
Oh,
we had
our
regular Friday night one, and that was a blast. Uh-huh. We had a good time playing that big
BBG,
band music.
Welcome.
Yeah, big band music.
Yeah, that was
swing
fun.
Music. That was a lot of fun. And then I did a spare of the moment music show on Sunday because you did such a good job with your top 20 one hit wonders. I thought, well, only anybody's ever heard Thursday and Friday. All they heard was the little intros of those songs.
Right. And me singing over them. Yeah.
Yeah. And I thought, well, let me put those out there. Let me, because I had them, I made a playlist of one hit wonders from what you gave. And I said, let me put that out there. So we did, and had a lot of fun Saturday with you recording that little promo thing. That was a blast.
Yeah.
you cracked me up. It was like, what did you say? We finally got a hold of each other, And you say, I said, hey, would you want to do a little recording, a little promo thing for the music show I got going on tomorrow? You go, sure. I go, okay, let me turn on this stuff, turn on the equipment. You go, now? We're going to do it now? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't.
I told you what I was thinking about having you say it. I think you scribbled down something.
Yes.
And it turned out, what did we do? We took four, we did four takes. We did four takes and it turned out fine. It was fun. That was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah. So that was good. And I got my big on-air sign for the studio. So now when I'm doing the show, it's all lit up on air. So when Grammy comes in, she knows I'm on air.
That's true. Talking.
She sent you a picture of it and said, and she told you, she says, if he thinks this is going to keep me out of the studio, he's got another thing coming.
Quiet. Tom's talking.
Yeah. She comes in, looks over my shoulder on Sunday on the music show, and she's looking at, and she goes, how's it going? Because I don't have the mic on. She goes, how's it going? And I look at her and I just point at the sound. Point at the sign. I'm on air.
Brother.
Yeah, that's basically what she did. And who cares? Who cares?
Yes,
get
out exactly
of here.
Like a do not disturb sign. I told Grammy she needed one, and I gave her a bunch of ones, and I said, the last one, I said, Grammy time.
Oh, like, yeah.
Like camera time, but it's Grammy time. And she said, I love that one.
Yeah, she's thinking about having a sign made. That would be cute. I got a sign on my, going from our family room into my garage or into my shop. There's a sign on the door that says, no girls allowed.
Oh, brother. Oh, my word. Look at Bob. You?
It's funny. And she doesn't pay any attention. She's still coming.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Be like,
she used to be like, she's a ninja. I tell everybody she's like a ninja, and she's Aaron, good grief. And so she comes in and I'll be in there working at my table or on my bench, and she'll come in and then she'll stand right by me. Hey, what are you doing? Scared the bejesus out of me,
Hi, Sonny, welcome.
So what I did was I put a little bell on the door.
Hi, Ralph.
So when the door opens, it goes ding, ling, ling. So I can hear
hi,
when she comes in.
Welcome. Nice to see you.
She goes, why'd you do that? I go, because you're too scary, man. You sneak up on me. You sneak up on me all the time. Yeah. Hey, I see we got Aaron in the house. Aaron's here.
Aaron's in the house.
And you know what that means.
IQ Bella.
Hey, the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Aaron presents the A-Dog Sports Report starting right now.
Morning, everybody.
Morning, Aaron. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good. My Broncos won for the second straight week in a row.
Yeah, nice. Good job. Good job, Broncos.
They played Jacksonville yesterday, and they won 23-13.
That's a pretty close game.
Yep.
Yeah, I watched the Chiefs play last night.
Don't tell me the final score because I haven't watched it yet. Oh. don't spoil it.
Okay. I won't say a word other than to watch them play.
Because here's the thing. Since I've been working on my sports journal, I've been recording games that I want to watch. But then when I see the score for that one game, it's like, I don't want to know what the final score is before I watch the game. Come on.
I had to say,
spoil it for me.
I had the same thing happen to me, Aaron, on Sunday morning. Oh, was it Sunday morning? Yeah, Sunday morning, because the IPL, the Indian Premier League Cricket League, started back up. So I'm watching. I turn it on to see, and I'm catching the end of the Mumbai Indians game, and I go, no, and I'm turning the channel, you know, and then I stay off of social media because I follow their little pages and that.
Yeah.
And they want to give, you know, they're trying to give me the score and everything. I just, no, I don't want to see it.
Yeah, so, exactly.
I know what you're saying, because after the main game, after the live feed of the game, there's a little like half hour break, and then they rebroadcast the game in its entirety. So I was waiting for the
See, out here, we do, for the Rockies, which I've seen, is they'll show the rebroadcast of a game, but also before the next game, they'll do it, like, a syndicated version, like, 30 minutes before, like, the pregame and then the first pitch of the next game.
Yeah. And then I saw this thing on – we have a channel here called Roots, R-O-O-T – and it's, Pacific Northwest, because you can catch the Mariners and you can catch the Seahawks games. And now they're saying they're going to show the Kraken games.
The hockey team, right?
Right. But I noticed when they were saying that.
Hi, yeah, coming, Hall, welcome.
Coming soon, we're going to be able to show the Seattle Kraken's hockey games. Yeah. And then if you read little print at the bottom right before it goes up, it goes, what does it say? Blackout rules may apply. And I thought, well, you don't.
Oh. Hi, Tony. Welcome.
Don't do that. Don't tell me you're going to show them, then they're going to have them blacked out. You know, that's
right. I think when you said Root Sports, I think it's actually AT&T Sportsnet now, because they have it for different regions across the United States. And what I've seen is, for like Atlanta, they'll be on this thing called Bally Sports or something like that. I've seen it in like the highlights on SportsCenter or something.
Yeah, I think
it depends on the region of which teams you get to watch.
I think you're right. I think you're
right.
Hey, so what else caught your eye, sports wise, sport in the sports world? What else caught your
eye? I watched two WNBA games.
Oh, you did.
Mm-hmm.
You, how many other people watched it? Like three, four?
No, it was just me. One game was between Minnesota and Las Vegas, and the other one was between Washington and Chicago.
Oh, okay.
So then Vegas in this one game, they did pretty well. This was the first time I've ever seen any WNBA team score 100 points in a game.
Oh, really? Wow.
They managed to score 102 points, and I'm like, wow, way to go.
That's interesting. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Now, is that a combined score between the two teams?
No, or that's just for the one team, yeah.
Oh, man, that's pretty good.
Yeah, because in the NBA, if you see a team score 100 points, that's pretty much like pretty common, because you'll see that every once in a while.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
How was the crowds in the stands? Did they show this crowds in the stands? Was it
pretty decent amount of people in the stands? I mean, now they have to like show their proof that they got vaccinated in order to get back in, which is kind of a pain in the butt.
Welcome, lady. Me, nice.
I was
to
more
see
or less
you.
Just curious really, about if people are coming out for the WNBA games.
Huh. Yeah, and I've been a fan of the WNBA since I was like in elementary school, and I'm just I'm happy that they expanded to like other cities. Like Chicago's got one, Washington, Connecticut even has a team.
Huh. You know, I was I haven't watched a WNBA game since Lisa Leslie played.
She was my favorite WNBA player growing up in elementary school.
I know, I loved watching her play.
She was actually the first WNBA player to dunk in a game.
Yep, that is correct. And I think I saw that game. You know, it was like, whoa, yeah. I love
and now that. Lisa Leslie, she does. She's coaching a team called the Triplets in the Ice Cube's Big Three basketball league now.
Wow, what league is that? Is that?
It's founded by Ice Cube, the rapper, and it's basically a bunch of these teams. They're playing 3-on-3 basketball. Oh. Okay. And it's like all these players that used to play professionally.
Right.
But they're playing in a league. Like there's a team called the Triplets, the Three-Headed Monsters, the Ghost Ballers. And the rules are whoever gets to 25 points first in the first half, the game goes to halftime. And basically whoever can score 50 points first in a game wins the whole thing.
Now, they just play a half-court game, right? Or is it a full
court? Yeah, they play a half-court game. And some of the games I've actually watched from that league were pretty entertaining.
I know that that was in the Olympics this year for the first time, 3-on-3 basketball.
Mm-hmm, 3-on-3 basketball. I mean, our United States absolutely kicked butt in the basketball game again and won the gold medal, thank goodness.
Right. Yeah, here in the Pacific Northwest in Portland – Portland always has every year they have a big 3-on-3 tournament, and it's played under one of the bridges. I don't remember what bridge it is. Burnside Bridge. Anyway, there's this bridge that crosses the Willamette River, and underneath that bridge they have all these courts set up, and that's where they hold this 3-on-3 tournament. And it's really a big deal, a very big deal. They draw a big crowd, have a lot of players. And
sponsored by like Red Bull or something?
It might be. I think the Blazers have something to do with it too. I think
the NBA team. See, I was going to say when you said Portland, I was thinking of the professional basketball team they have in Portland, the Portland Trail Blazers.
Yeah, I think they have their hand in the sponsoring of it too, I believe. I'm not sure. But yeah, that 3-on-3, that is a, you know, that's an entertaining game to watch. It really is.
Yeah, and in the Big Three, they have like a shot clock. The shot clock is only like 14 seconds, to make it more competitive, I'm guessing.
Well, yeah, I think so, to keep the game moving along probably too.
Yeah, and then also I have noticed like in the Big Three, they've added a spot on the floor where if you shoot it from there, like in a circle, you get 4 points instead of 3 points.
Interesting.
So it's kind of like the Globetrotters. Like they have like a 4-point shot, a 4-point circle on the core. They shoot it from there and they knock it. They hit it from there.
I think the NBA ought to make it if it's past half court, that it should be 4 points.
I've seen like players like Stephen Curry and Damian Lillard make 3-pointers from like ridiculous distances. I'm like, are you kidding me? From that far away?
Yeah.
Well, I even tried making a 3-pointer in an NBA size 3-pointer once in a gym and I completely missed the basket.
Yeah, I tried to shoot a free throw once and missed the basket.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen the 3-point competition as well in the NBA. And they've actually changed up the rules over the last few couple years.
Uh-huh.
For that, like nowadays they have a strategy where you could place one ball rack full of money balls where your like hot spot is.
Right.
And then like in between maybe the left and right wing or something before you get to the center one, there's a green ball worth 3 points if you knock that one down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I watched a little bit of college football on Saturday. Man, I tell you, the Oregon Ducks won. I think AP has them listed now as number 3.
And really?
The coach's ranking has them listed number 4. Yeah, the Oregon Ducks are doing good. They're doing pretty good. I think they're probably the best of the Pac-12 right now. And they're going to start They're going to start playing a Pac-12 teams next week. You know, their
the Pac-12 schedule,
interconference games. Yeah. So we'll see. I read an article this morning that says, Are the Ducks the best, you know, the best in the Pac-12? And I'm thinking, yeah, well, we'll find out, you know.
Well, the Ducks haven't been this well good since probably Marcus Mariota was their quarterback before he got drafted by the Titans or something. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I'm a big Washington Huskies fan myself. They've gotten off to a kind of a slow start, but the Washington Cougars, I think they won over the weekend. So
Washington State.
Yeah, yeah, and then you got the Arizona teams. Can't leave out the Arizona teams, and then you got the Colorado. What, the Buffaloes?
Yeah, the Buffaloes. Yeah, yep.
I don't think Oregon's going to run through the Pac-12 like they're saying. You know, I really don't think.
Like, get like win after win after win or something. Just make it a clean sweep or whatever.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, because I was like looking at my Broncos schedule. I mean, they got the New York Jets this Sunday, so I'm thinking if they win that game, we'll have a 3-0 start before we have to play the Ravens, the Raiders, and those good teams for like 4 weeks straight before they have to play the Washington football team afterwards.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, like I said before, Aaron, the last time you and I talked, I'm not really an NFL type of guy, but I don't know. I might break down and watch some games. I'm going to be busy watching games this year because I got the hockey coming up. Got the college football. I've got the cricket, the Indian Premier League cricket games going on. I'm going to be watching me some sports.
Yeah, me too, because, hockey's coming up. The baseball postseason's coming up. Then you have the NBA starting up again. And then in a little over a month, college basketball will be here too.
Yeah. I need to get you hooked on cricket, Aaron. You and I are going to have to talk about cricket.
I'll have to figure out how long each of their games last or something like that. Long.
There's three different ways to play cricket. And the one I like, they have the classical way, which is like 4 or 5 day matches.
Oh, like gosh. I can't even imagine.
I like what they call the T20, the T20 league. But even their games are long. They're like, oh man, what? Five hours, maybe 5-6 hours long. They're long.
That's like the typical length of a Major League Baseball postseason game. If it goes that long, I mean, I remember it had to have been maybe one World Series game a couple of years ago where it lasted for over over 7.5 hours.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was, I think it was between the Dodgers and the Astros in this one, and it was probably the best World Series game I've ever watched in my life.
Uh-huh.
Where both teams were just like trading off. One team would hit a home run, and then the other team would hit a home run, and then, I mean, the scoring. I mean, I've never seen the most runs in this one game ever, and the final score was like Houston 13, LA 12, in like 10 innings.
Wow. Hey, so yeah. What's coming up this week? What's coming up that you're gonna focus on watching? What should we watch? What should we look out for this coming week?
Well, I'm gonna watch three more Rockies games this year, so that way I can calculate the players' statistics for the season before the postseason starts in about less than 2 weeks, and then I'm gonna watch the Sunday night game from yesterday, the Chiefs and Ravens, because I know that's going to be a good game. And of course, I'll be watching our Broncos again on Sunday because they'll be back at home against the New York Jets. So that'll be nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, try to get tickets for that game, Aaron.
I mean, I always would like to go to a sporting event at least once a year to support the team. Like, I'm not a season ticket holder because season tickets are just – they're just way too expensive nowadays just to be able to go to one game and then be able to go to this game.
Unless you got to commit to going to all the games or you've wasted your money.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but for me, I just like to try to go every once in a while to support my team. And
sure.
The cool thing about it is, like, I've been to at least, I think it's been at least like 11 Nuggets games in my lifetime. And every time when I was in that building, they won.
There you go.
They've been undefeated like for that long when I'm ever in the facility.
Yeah. We're living here in the Northwest. I've been to Trailblazers games. I've been to Seattle Mariner games. I have never made it to a Seahawks game yet, but I'd really like to try to get to a Seahawks game and get to what's coming up, the NHL, the Kraken's game. So
yeah, I bet in Seattle their fans are crazy. Like they're like crazy loud in Seattle. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I remember there was a play like Marshawn Lynch made this like crazy touchdown run in like a playoff game against New Orleans, like a couple, like a long time ago. And the fans were so loud in the stadium. Like it actually like registered as like a small earthquake.
I believe it.
It's insane. I'm like, how do the crowd get so loud that the local seismograph like detects like the ground moving? I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's loud.
I know. That's crazy, right?
Crazy loud. Hey, mm-hmm. Ed. Thanks, buddy. Thanks.
You're welcome.
We're running out of time here, but listen, thanks for the A-Dog Sports Report. It's always entertaining, and it's always great, man. So thanks. I look forward to hearing from you next Monday.
Absolutely.
All right, Aaron. Thanks a lot, buddy.
All right. Bye, see you.
That's Aaron. That's the A-Dog with the A-Dog Sports Report. Great report. That's a lot of fun, Dad. I gotta literally stop because I could just keep talking with Aaron. It's so much fun. He's got such good excitement, good enthusiasm. Yeah, sports. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Yeah, it's getting exciting. I was so glad to see the cricket kick back up. But no, the Mumbai Indians lost by 20 points. Oh, come on, guys. Jeez Louise. Man. I don't know what to do. I was slipped into a little bit of depression.
Well, they'll come back.
Uh-oh. They better. I don't know. I don't know. These other teams are tough. These other teams are tough this year. Yeah. So Mumbai used to always run away with everything. They'd run away with it. I think they're like the 6th, 7th in a row championship, you know, champion of the league. I think those days are over. I think these other teams, are going. No, the A-Dog report's over, Billy. Sorry. Who let the dogs out?
Gosh, no kidding.
Let's see. We'll see. One thing I like about this Indian Premier League cricket is going on too is, see, when they have that, that's just the inner Indian league. I mean, that's the teams are in India and that's where they're playing. I mean, they, you know, against each other. Well, then when the International Cricket League starts up, then all these guys from all these Indian teams, and I believe there's 8 or 10 of these teams, well, the International League goes in there and handpicks all the best players and throws them on an international team. So these guys are playing cricket with each other all the time. You know, this little bit of competition against each other is little compared to them playing on the National League where they travel to New Zealand, Australia, England, you know, Pakistan. They're traveling all over the world playing. And it's really fun to watch. It's just like yesterday, the greatest Indian player in the league, so, you know, in the country is this guy by the name of Kohli. Yeah, the same last name as our friend, Kohli. Mr. Kohli.
Oh. Oh, and that's why you asked.
The game, I'm going, where's Kohli? Where's Kohli? I don't see him on the lineup for Mumbai. Where's Kohli? And he's not on the. And I go, oh, that's right. He plays on a different team in India. Oh. But good thing. Good sports. Good sports. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric. We're here every morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. here to help you get your day started off on a good note, get you laughing, giggling, having a good time. Come on in, have a cup of coffee, and sit down and join and enjoy the show. If you're new to the show, hit that follow button. Give us a follow. Give us some likes, and we appreciate it. Tell your friends and family members to tune in and, join us. Join us and just come on in and have some fun. We're here to help you get your day off to a good start. Kohli is here. Is Kohli in it? Except it's spelled with a K. Is Kohli in the chat?
Not the same one you're talking about. Oh, that's Mr. Coley. You're talking about Mr. Coley, right?
I'm talking about Mr.
Coley.
Well, yeah, but he's AJ. Isn't he AJFJ now?
No. That's a different guy? Two different people.
Okay.
Totally.
I remember. Yeah. We haven't seen Mr. Coley in a long time.
Right. No.
But I remember when he came in, I asked him. I remember asking him, "Hey, are you related to the cricket player Coley?"
Yeah.
And he goes, "No, we're from the same tribe, though."
Exactly.
Ooh, awesome.
That's, yeah. That's two different cool. people.
Two.
Well, three different people now.
Yeah. Three different people now. Yeah. I did not make it to AJFJ's music show. Man, I was tired. I just did not get up.
Oh, I was tired, but I had to get up with the dogs to feed the dogs. So I was listening. I listened for about an hour. It was good.
Oh, nice.
Got to hear his voice.
Yeah, I've heard him talk. I've heard him talk before because I caught a little bit of it before. Well, that's good. That's good. He's got, so that was like the flagship podcast for him, the first one, wasn't it? The first one he got going?
I think it was the second one. I'm not sure. I know Lady Me was in there, and she came in, and Tuttles was there.
Oh, great. And, I'm glad. Thanks, everybody. That's great. Yeah. AJFJ, he's a nice guy.
He is. Very
he's got
nice.
A Facebook page, too. He's got a Facebook page. I think he's got a YouTube channel. He's got a YouTube channel now, too. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's got little videos there. Anyway, check him out. Give him a follow. He's a nice guy. He's very nice. So what else is cooking today, Dina Jo? What else is going on?
Well, let me tell you. We got some days. We got 9 days today. We have 9 days to celebrate today. Would you like to hear about them?
Yeah. Yes, please.
And I don't think it's anything gross. It's going to make your tummy hurt any worse than when you were reading.
I feel pretty good right now after talking to
Aaron. See, I told you. Yeah. And once you started chit-chatting, you'd feel better. Anyway, back to me. National Pizza Day. National Pepperoni Pizza Day. Mm. And it looks really good. Like the pepperoni's all crispy on the top. That's how I like it. It gets all crispy and kind of curls up and
pepperoni and cheese pizza, man, can't go wrong with
that. I gotta have jalapenos on it.
And that's okay, that's good.
And National Queso Day, and let me tell you, the picture of this queso, it looks really good.
Now, is that just the dip?
It's the cheese dip, but they're showing it with not just American orange cheese. It's queso. It's like all those different cheeses put together, and then it looks like hamburger, and then some onions and a little dollop of guacamole on the top, it shows. But yeah, it looks really good.
That sounds good.
It looks really good. it is also National Sukkot Day, and that is, I guess, a Jewish holiday, also known as the Feast of Booths. So...
Feast of Boots?
Booths. B-O-O-T-H-S. Booths.
Not B-O-O-T-S. Welcome, Mary. Okay.
No. You're out of control.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. And it's also German World Children Day. I don't know. They show two little kids and they look like they're in little Swiss outfits holding a glass of milk with little milk mustaches.
Okay. All right.
So, yay for them. National Fried Rice Day. You could do that. You got a good old, you're good at pulling out that wok and making some fried rice.
I should make some fried rice. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And then with that fried rice, you can have some punch because it's National Punch Day too.
Punch is in Hawaiian punch.
That's what it looks like. They have it in.
Remember those commercials
glasses.
Where the guy? Remember those commercials when the little Hawaiian guy would punch people?
Yes.
For Hawaiian punch.
Hi, Scooter.
Hi, Scooter.
Welcome.
Spanky.
It is also National String Cheese Day.
I love me some string cheese.
I don't get into that because it just doesn't taste like anything to me.
It tastes like mozzarella to me. It tastes like mozzarella cheese to me. And no, I don't pull little strings. I just bite it and chew it and eat it. I just eat it like that. But it does. It tastes like mozzarella. I believe it's a mozzarella cheese.
I'm sure it is. Yeah, I kind of. It just tastes like nothing. I'm like, oh, blah.
Well, mozzarella is.
I'd rather
kind of
have cheddar.
It is kind of a bland.
Oh
cheese.
No! Yeah, you're right. Mozzarella is.
Yeah.
Somewhat of a bland.
It needs to be with tomato
whatever.
Sauce and on.
Yeah, whatever it's cooked
stuff.
With.
Yeah.
Pepperoni pizza.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, moving on to pit. Now I'm going to butcher this. I'm sorry, but it's Pitru Pakasha. I'll put it in the chat. It's hi AJFJ. Maybe he knows. Pitru. Pitru. If it lets me type. Pakcha. And that is, it says, Hindus are bound by their dharma, our religion, to pray for the souls of their ancestors. But the picture that they have, it looks like a plate of rice made into like little cones, upside down cones on a plate of rice. It looks weird. So I'm not sure if that has something to do with it or not. Can you hear me? Eric, can you hear me? Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you, Dina.
Okay, maybe we lost the old man.
Oh.
Because, yeah, everybody else can hear me. All right, we probably just lost him. But anyway, I'm not sure what that holiday is. And the last one that we have is respect for the age day. Our elders are like our link to the past, and they can contribute to our future. So we should respect and cherish the time we have with the elders in our life. Hi, Jeremy. I don't know, man. I don't know where you're at. You're somewhere under a rock because we can't hear you. We can see you, but we can't hear you. So anyway, how are you doing, Eric? You doing good?
Dude, I'm doing good for the most part. The weather is raining here. I hear him back now.
You're back.
Am I back?
It's raining out there? Hello? Yes.
No, here in Georgia it is, yes.
Oh. Yeah, we can hear you. You sound far away, but I can hear you.
I don't know what's going on.
Yes, he does have selective
hearing. Hey, Nourish.
Hi, Nourish. Welcome.
Can you hear me now?
Did you have a good weekend,
can you
Eric?
Hear me now?
Yes.
We can hear you. Oh, man, can you hear us?
I can hear you, yeah.
Good.
All right, you're back.
All right. Oh, I just figured out something to do to kick me back on. Okay. Anyway, I'm here.
Well, what were you playing with?
I don't know what's going on. I heard this little pop. I heard this little pop, and I went, uh-oh, that's it. I'm gone. I just kind of knew I was gone, you know.
Yeah, I kind of went, I could hear the sound sounded different. So I thought nobody could hear me.
Oh, you were fine.
We just couldn't hear you.
You were fine. Yeah. I think the problem's on my end. I don't know what's going on. As long as you can hear me now. So when we get ready to
do
the music.
Push buttons.
Huh? Stop touching buttons.
Don't push buttons.
It's something like my computer. My laptop didn't look right to me, so I tried to adjust it, and that's when I heard that little pop. And then I went, uh-oh, I'm gone.
Yeah, and you were. You were gone. That was correct.
Well, maybe we need to try to hurry and get through the today's history before it goes out.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock.
You know what time it is?
Rock.
It's time for Dina Joe's Today in Music History. So get out there, order yourself up a couple of cheeseburgers with fries and a couple of root beer floats to wash it down. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen. The hostess with the mostest. Dina Joe.
Hi, Tony.
Keep your fingers crossed. Let's make sure this is all going to work.
All right. We're going to start with the year 1957 with Buddy Holly. Excuse me. He releases the single Peggy Sue with Every Day as the B-side. And those were little 45s for any of you that don't know. The song was originally titled Cindy Lou after Holly's niece, but was later changed to Peggy Sue in reference to Peggy Sue Geron, the girlfriend and future wife of Jerry Allison, the drummer of the Crickets, after the couple had temporarily broken up. So here is Buddy Holly with Peggy Sue.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you know why I feel blue without Peggy. Not Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, Kelly. I love you, Peggy Sue.
Buddy Holly.
Peggy, Peggy Sue. Sue. Peggy Sue. Oh, how mine are you?
Moving on to the year 1969, Blind Faith started a two-week run at number one on the UK chart with their self-titled debut album. The only release from the band, which Eric Clapton, Steve Winwood, Ginger Baker, and Rick Crinch lined up, also reached number one in the US. There was a controversy with the album's photo of a topless 11-year-old girl holding a silver-painted model of an aircraft. The American Record Company would issue an alternative cover with a photo of the band on the front as well as the original cover. Here is Blind Faith with Can't Find My Way Home. Welcome, Jake.
Down off your throne and leave your body alone. Somebody must change.
I didn't realize Steve Winwood could sing that high.
You are the reason I've been waiting so long. Somebody
Steve Winwood can't find my way home.
Nice. We'll move on to the year 1973. One of the best-loved singer-songwriters, Jim Croce, was on his way to perform his second concert of the day, and Croce was killed with five others, including his guitarist and good friend, Murray. When his chartered aircraft hit a tree on takeoff in Louisiana. He was only 30. 14 weeks, later, Time in the Bottle hits number one in the U.S. Here is Jim Croce with Time in the Bottle.
This guy was on his way to good things, great things.
Oh,
with his
music. Welcome, people.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever.
Time in a Bottle, Jim Croce.
If words could make wishes
I think.
I love that
if
era.
If my
yeah.
memory serves me right, I believe he was like an English teacher or something. He was a teacher. And he decided to try to make it in music because he loved music and that. And man, he started to take off. He has some great songs. And remember when it was reported that he died, man, it was heartbreaking for me because I love this guy's music. Just a talented guy.
Well, that's back in those days, in the 70s. I mean, it was like storytelling. It was so.
Yeah.
You know, the music, everything, it just kind of touched you.
Yeah, Scooter says he was an amazing guitarist, and I did not know that, Scooter.
Yeah.
I did not know that he was, a guitar player. I knew he strummed. Mm-hmm. I didn't know he could do other than that. That's interesting. Anyway, go ahead, Dean Joe. Thanks.
All right, we'll move on to the year 1975. Fame gave David Bowie his first number one in the U.S. The song was co-written with John Lennon. Lennon's voice is heard towards the end of the song, repeating the words fame, 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 from the fast track through the regular track to the slow track before Bowie finishes the lyrics. In the funk rock song that represents Bowie's and Lennon's dissatisfaction with the troubles of fame and stardom. Here's David Bowie and I guess John Lennon with Fame. Welcome, PDG.
Hey, David, what's the name of the song?
Oh, my timing was off.
It's just a little.
David Bowie. I thought I had it timed perfect.
All right. Well, moving on. 1976, Australian hard rock band AC/DC released their third studio album, Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. The album has been certified 6 times platinum in the U.S., which means that it has sold at least 6 million copies, becoming the third highest sold album by AC/DC. It would not be released in the U.S. until more than a year after the lead singer Bon Scott's death. Here is AC/DC with Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap.
I love this band.
This will get you moving.
Jumping jacks, everybody. Jumping jacks. You know, I think this was the first time, Dina Jo, I actually heard this song done with the original singer, the first singer of AC/DC. I've always heard it done with the guy that's with them now, the real raspy voice guy. I've never really heard it with the original singer. Interesting. Good band.
Yes. That'll get you moving. Get you up and going. But now we're going to slow things down to 1976 with Captain and Tennille. Musical variety shows premieres on ABC TV in the U.S. The American recording artist husband and wife team, Daryl Dragon, Captain, and Tony Tennille. They would have 5 albums certified gold or platinum with numerous hits on the U.S. singles chart, including Love Will Keep Us Together, Do That To Me One More Time, and Muskrat Love. Here is Captain and Tennille with Love Will Keep Us Together.
Captain and Tennille, Love Will Keep Us Together. You know, this was during a time when there was a lot of female vocalists that kind of all sounded the same. You know, there was her, there was Karen Carpenter, the group, the ladies group that was before In Vogue, the Something Sisters. Gosh, dang it, I can't remember the name. But yeah,
Pointer Sisters,
you know, that's just when
Hello. Oh, excuse you.
I'm okay. Just a little bit of a shock.
Yeah.
I like Captain and Tennille. And when you gave me the list and I saw Captain and Tennille, I thought, oh, Muskrat Love, Muskrat. Oh, no, it's not Muskrat Love.
Well, yeah. Next time, guys. All right, we'll move on to the year 1986. Huey Lewis in the News started a 3-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with Stuck With You, a number 12 hit in the U.K. According to Lewis, the song was written about a girl he liked. However, she didn't like the song once he revealed it to her. But it was a big hit anyway. So here is Huey Lewis in the News, Stuck
Isn't
With You.
Isn't that how it is? They don't like to work you.
Get away from me, Huey. I hate this song.
Ew. You're gross.
We've had some fun. Yes, we've had our ups and downs. Been down that rocky road. But here we are still around.
Apparently they never got off that rocky road.
Stuck with you. Huey Lewis in the News. You know, I saw a video of him. I don't remember what song they were working on. It's one of those big collaborations when all the stars are together.
Hi, Mitchell.
You know, like We Are the World, something like that. It may have been We Are the World. Uh-huh. But they're there, and Huey Lewis, he's standing there with Cyndi Lauper, and Michael Jackson's there, and Michael Jackson's trying to tell Huey Lewis, okay, look, I want you to sing it like this, go into this like this, you know, do it like this, and okay, you got it. He goes, yeah I got it. He didn't sing it the way Michael Jackson wanted to. And in the background of this video, you can see Michael, if looks could kill, Michael Jackson would have killed him right there. Huey Lewis didn't care what Michael Jackson had to say. He was going to sing it anyway, and that's all there was to it. It was a hilarious video, man. Hilarious video. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, goodness. It probably was We Are the World. Yeah.
I got sidetracked.
I think it was. That's okay. Lastly, we're going to end in the year 2009 with one of my favorite bands I completely forgot. I haven't listened to them in a long time. Muse went number one in the UK singles chart with this, with The Resistance, the band's fifth studio album. Musically, the record is similar to some of the band's previous material, mixing orchestra elements in rock and electronic music. The LP would see the band craft a 3-part, 15-minute long symphony piece titled Exogenesis. This is a great band. Here is Muse with The Uprising from the LP, The Resistance.
I've never heard these guys before, did you go?
That's Uprising by Muse.
Yep. You have to listen to the words of that song because it is so fitting for today.
Really?
And it was done that long ago. Oh, yeah. You have to just... I posted it on my Facebook page because I have CDs I haven't listened to in such a long time. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I haven't listened to that CD in such a long time. I had to go get it to put it in the car because it's just really good.
Hi, DeGray.
Welcome.
Yeah. Songs that just really reach out and grab you and get a hold of you, you know, and shake your tree a little bit. You know, when I think of songs like that, I think of this one right here.
Fish heads, roly poly. You're out of control.
Anyway, good job, Dita Joe. Great list.
Thank you. We'll have some more tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm trying to set things up without punching any buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Those are like good songs. And I'm kind of thinking that, you know, in a way we're kind of shorting everybody by just playing a few seconds of the beginnings and that. I might put together a playlist. I'll get together with you, Dina. Put together a playlist of all the ones we've been doing for this today in music history songs. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's good times. Good times. That'd be cool. Good stuff. Yeah, it is. It is. So what do you got going the rest of the day there, Eric? What do you got going?
Hang on a moment. Okay. I'm just here at home today as usual.
Uh-huh. Not going to get out.
Probably not going to get out in this, you know, cruddy weather. But
what's it doing? You got another storm coming in?
It's just really soggy outside right now. That low pressure system, like that storm that was in the Gulf that hit Texas and moved its way to the east.
Gotcha.
I heard yesterday, and I did not know this. I heard yesterday we got some rain, and it said this is the first rain we've got in the Pacific North, you know, in our Vancouver, Portland area since January. I thought, what?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, has it been that long? Good grief. So, yeah, it was nice to have some good rain. And, boy, we had some thunderstorm rip through. Oh, well, remember, Dita Joe, when we were going to
we were on the phone.
Yeah, when we were doing recording that little promo thing, there was thunder in the background, mm-hmm. You know. Was that thunder? Oh, no. And that was me saying that, not Dina Joe. Was that thunder? I was all scared.
Scaredy cat.
Thunder. No bad. And it was loud.
I love
it. It was
thunder.
Loud. And then after we got done, I walked over to Grammy. She's working in there, working on her little project. And I said, was that thunder? Did you hear that? She goes, huh? What? Yeah, I guess. Yeah, whatever. Nothing shakes her tree when she's working on her projects unless I go in the room. She's been shutting her door. She's been shutting the door to her room.
That's why she needs a Grammy time sign to put on her door and then a lock. Keep him out.
She's threatening to put a lock on my door, but lock it so
I'm sure on the outside.
So she can lock me in and I can't get out.
Right. You can't. Yeah. I got it. Mm-hmm.
Lordy, lordy, lordy. So what do you got going the rest of the day, Dina Jo?
Oh, you know, mom things, and then I got to go to the stomach doctor.
Oh, that's right. You got a doctor's appointment.
Yeah.
Huh? I hope that goes well for you. And,
yeah.
Hey, we got, speaking of stomach problems, we got those Trinidad scorpion peppers. They are starting to turn colors now. They're turning into orange. Yeah, they're turning into an orange, and they're supposed to get red. So we're going to let them keep going. And
hi, beautiful grass.
Yeah, they are. They're starting to change, so they're growing. It's going to be interesting. No, I am not going to try one of those. Though I want to. I want to so badly, but I'm just not going to.
Yeah, I wonder what you would use those for.
Pepper mace. That's what they said. They use it for pepper mace.
Yeah. Really? Welcome, Jackie.
Hey, welcome everybody to the show, the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric. We're here Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. If you're new to the show and you're popping in, give us a follow. Hit that follow button and keep coming back. We're here every morning at 7 a.m. like clockwork. Yeah, I read, Dina Joe.
So what do you do? You like blend it all up and spray people with it?
I don't know. Yeah, they dry them out, I guess. Dry them out, munch them down to a real fine powder, and that with the oils and that, and they turn it into a pepper spray.
Huh.
Well, that's what we read. They use them for pepper spray. What I would like to do is I'd like to kind of break them down, you know, get the oils and that, and munch them up and make it like a pepper oil where like you would use it, but I mean, you just use a drop or two in something, you know, you just put a couple of drops in it to raise the heat level in like your salsas or something like that.
Like an olive oil you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Right. Well, couldn't you just put the whole pepper in there?
I don't think so. Here's Tuttles. Tuttles is with this. He can.
Hi, Tuttles.
He can help us.
I know. He's got a big brain.
That's a good show, buddy.
It might be a little loud. I'm sort of sitting on the street corner because I'm out on my scooter at the moment. It's a little windy and there's a lot of cars.
All right, Mr. Evil.
You take the pepper, you put it in a blender, you add a bunch of lemon juice and dish soap to it.
Oh, that's how you make the pepper spray?
Yes, and then you put it in a squirt bottle and just pray it doesn't come back at you.
Dish soap? I wonder why dish soap.
Because dish soap has an adhesive quality.
It sticks.
So when you spray somebody in their face, it makes it actually stick in their eyes. Yes, it's like napalm for your eyes.
Yeah, and then when it gets on your hands and you wipe it, now it's all over the place. And it just spreads.
Yeah, that's
it spreads. Yeah, I've read that about, making homemade pepper spray. Yeah.
Wow. That's about the easiest, best way to do it. You can do a few alterations, but that's just the simple three-step method.
Now, Tuttles, do you think it's too dangerous to put the whole pepper just in oil and have it use that oil? If the pepper hasn't been pierced or anything, you know, when you're making garlic oil or whatever, if you just put that in there, is it too much?
The duration of time that it sits in there will change the potency. So if you did do that, you know, and you waited the 6 months for the initial, if you reused it a year later, it'll be a lot hotter at that point as well. So you just have to be careful with stuff like that.
Okay.
It gets.
But those peppers, if you let them grow even longer, they'll actually turn purple as well.
Wow. But you're saying that the longer it sits, the hotter they get?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
We used them in peach pepper jam.
How much did you use in a peach pepper jam? Peach, I can't even say that.
One whole one, and we didn't put the seeds in it.
Oh, I see.
Oh, man.
Because the seeds will kill you, too.
Yeah.
So the potency, and I remember this from jalapenos, that the seeds are where it's really the hottest. So if you get the seeds out of it, I mean, you still have a little heat, but it's more, you get the more pepper taste. And that's how the ghost peppers are the same way?
Yes. But my sister's crazy because she likes hot pepper seed flakes, you know, like you put on your pasta and stuff. So anytime we do any ghost peppers or jalapenos or spicy Thai dragons or anything like that, we keep all the seeds and we dry them out for her. We blend them all together and she uses that for powder and puts it on her pasta.
Oh, wow.
You know, we grew them. The only reason people always ask me, why'd you grow those things? And they ask Grammy, too. Why'd you grow those things? And we just say, because the name sounded cool. Trinidad Scorpions. Yeah, let's grow these.
They look cool, too.
And so we.
It's like having an alligator for a pet. Eventually, it's dangerous.
Oh, that's true.
So, you know, I really want to do something.
Welcome, PBT.
Once we harvest them, I really want to try to do a little something with them. But I don't want to make them to the point where it's you can't eat it. You know, you just can't eat it. It's just too hot. But
just look up a peach hot pepper jam recipe. And you won't be disappointed. It'll have some bite, but the sugars actually kill the heat level down a bit. So, and it's just very minuscule. Like if you just put one in, and you'll get that little kick, but you'll still have the sweet peach jam flavor.
Okay.
Check that out.
There you go.
But that's some interesting stuff. Hey, I was looking on our Instagram page. What is it? Our Facebook page. I was looking at our Facebook page and I saw you guys were talking about sprouts.
How'd you know? Yes.
And that stuff.
Bean sprouts.
Bean sprouts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love me some bean sprouts. But I saw you made a comment there, Tuttles, about bean sprouts they could make you sick.
Yeah, like the ones you buy from the grocery store, the way they're grown and stuff, it's very dirty, and you can end up with salmonella poisoning from them, and you're not even supposed to eat them raw from the store.
Yeah, and they stopped selling them for the longest time. You can't find, the only time you can find them are in like in a can at our store.
Yeah. Huh. I'll share the whole series of pictures because it only takes 4 days to grow them, and you can grow them from stuff you can buy from the grocery store. It's really easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I spy on your communications, Dina Joe.
Oh, it's right there.
Yeah, I'll post the whole series of pictures up on the Facebook page. I was doing it for the dude, Sean, because he likes to eat really healthy. Uh-huh. And him and I have been talking about microgreens a lot, and he's getting a grow tent for marijuana, and he's going to try and do some microgreens as well. So I've been showing him like some of the easier things to do quite quickly. And then today we're going to do cloves, show them cloves. It takes like 3 days to make these cloves, and you just do it on your countertop. And instead of putting lettuce on your sandwiches, you just cut like a bunch of the cloves off and put them on your sandwich.
Like clovers? Hi, Richard. Cloves, what do you
mean? Yeah, they
cloves?
Turn, yeah, literally clovers, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I tell you what.
You can get a bag of the stuff off of Amazon for $10, and you can literally make like 100 trays of this stuff because it only takes a teaspoonful, and it'll fill a whole little tray.
Welcome, Justin.
You know, Dina Joe, I always let you and Grammy get together and decide what you're going to do with your Cooking with Dina Joe and Grammy show, but I don't know. I'm thinking that you guys ought to tap into others and have a show about all this natural.
Oh, no, I know. I have already told him he has a big head, and I learned so much from him. So. Yeah, well, you know, a big brain, I should say. I'm sorry, not a big head.
Welcome, 100-yard alchemist.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I see. So Donald,
yeah, I learned a lot Donald from him.
Gets
so
the big head because he's brainiac, and that.
No, he gets a big
and
brain. You get a big
get
head.
The fat head. Oh, okay.
Yeah, there
I
you go.
See how that goes. No, I'm just no, that would be good.
Yeah, no, he's got a lot of interesting facts. No, I think that would be awesome. We'll have to talk about it.
It looks like he's got his gardening. He's got this gardening stuff down, too. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, if you'd be into it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Plus, too, I still want to have that, prepper-type conversation about what happens if all our electronics gets knocked out, you know, because of a solar flare or something, so... We're getting you booked up here, buddy. So we're gonna need to get you free time here.
I just gotta get my mouth to participate because sometimes, like after I talk for a few minutes, my one root canal tooth still hurts a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'll be a lot more game for a lot more stuff.
Oh yeah, I'm not
talking about
like a lot better.
Just when you get better. But you know, you rinse your mouth out with some wild turkey. That'll cure that. That'll help that too.
Oh gosh!
So that wild turkey 101. Absolutely. There you go. Gargle.
Well, I got to get back in. I went back into the dentist on Friday briefly, and he said it looks like it's healing, but to call back on Monday or Tuesday if it still hurts because they might need to prescribe me some antibiotics.
Oh yeah. I'm surprised you're not taking any now anyway.
Well, I avoid taking anything unless it's totally necessary.
Yeah.
Well, I
try to heal.
My personal opinion is my personal opinion is when it comes to any kind of dental stuff, antibiotics, you got to have it. Because that stuff, any kind of inflammation and that in your gums and that will affect your entire body.
For sure. So. Your heart health has a lot to do with your mouth health.
Exactly.
Well,
take care of it. And do what you need to do to get healthy and get back, get your choppers working.
Yeah, absolutely. But have a great day, everybody. I'm going to get going because I look like a crazy person standing here on the street corner talking to my phone.
Bye, Charles.
Thanks, man. Thanks for stopping in. And
see you later. Be safe out there.
Thank you.
There you go. Patty. He's got that podcast with Q-Dubs, right?
I can't hear you.
Dina Joe, he has that podcast with Q-Dubs?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's Talk Hard or Hard Talk?
Hard
Talk. Hard.
Yeah.
Talk Hard. Sorry.
Yeah. They're on Thursday evenings.
Thursday evenings. Yeah, I have to find them and check them out. Well, all right. Looks like
I've been looking at pepper jam. There's a bunch of pepper jam recipes peach pepper jam. Cool. Peach
well, you
pepper,
and Grammy will have to get jam. Together and talk about that, and then plan on making some, you and her. And I'll share the wealth with the Trinity Scorpion pepper.
Thank you, Real Patriot. Pepper, so. Thank you so much for the kind words. You have a great day, too.
Yeah. Well, gosh, our time is up.
Oh, man, that was fast.
We're out of here. Hey, hit the follow button if you're new to our show. Give us a follow. We appreciate it. Eric, you want to plug some podcast shows?
Thank you.
Well, here on Podbean Live, you know, besides Talk Hard with Q Bell and Tuttles, I know Real Patriot's Voice, like you saw down the chat, they have a good show. And then as does Lady Me and Milk Dog and Laura and many other friends. But certainly, as always, be on lookout for impromptu episodes of Cummings' Culture, Mike Tampa Bay, The John DeVito Show, and Primetime, The Beans and Weenie Show, and The Slightly Serious Show, as always. And then tomorrow morning, Ralph. And you've also got The Old Man's Podcast with Dean, Joe, and Eric, live Tuesday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern, and the encore presentation at 2 p.m. Eastern on WESN. And many more great podcast friends to be on the lookout for.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, Gina, I'm having a little sound issues here today. I don't know what's going on. The sunspots are affecting me. But anyway, it's the end of the show. Yeah, we'll get it all wired out by tomorrow. Yeah, so it's been great. Thanks, everybody. We're here, like I said, 7 a.m. every morning. And then we got our music show coming up Friday. I don't know what we're going to do yet. We'll have to figure that out. I do sound soft, don't I?
You sound a little bit better, but you sounded far, yeah, like you were far
away.
Well,
I do this a lot, too. I talk like this, I turn my head away from the mic and come back. So that's it. I just don't know. I don't know how to use this mic thing. How long have I been doing this, and I still haven't got it figured out yet? I know. Anyway, appreciate everybody coming in and joining us. Hope you had fun. We did. We had fun. And don't forget, tomorrow, Dina Jo's continuing on with her Today in Music History. I like that part of the show. So we'll have another edition of that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to keep that going until you get tired of doing it, Dina Jo. That's all I got to say. And now, a final word from Dina Jo.
Hi, be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. We love you guys so much and appreciate all of your support and being here with us. It just gets us going for the morning. So thank you so much. Have a great day, and we will see you later. Bye.
Dina Jo. Hey, you can catch us a replay of this show on the WESN Epic Strategies Network at 11 a.m. Pacific time.
Bye,
you can catch a replay of the show
Tuttles.
On that. You can find us on Podbean, Spotify, Stitcher, Deezer, Podcasters, and Podcast Addiction.
YouTube.
We're out there, so you can find us, download the shows, and enjoy us anytime you want. You can also contact us through our email, theoldmanspodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, bye, Big Rich.
Theoldmanspodcast@gmail.com. You guys,
well, we're wrapping up, Rich.
Got some questions or anything? You can write us and ask us. Yeah, maybe we'll answer them. Maybe we won't. Anyway, our music's done. We're out of here. Thanks, everybody, for coming in, checking us out. We will see you later.
Bye.
Love you, and God bless you, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Later, Gators.